Last time, on Taverns and Caverns, the Purifiers assisted me in defeating the one known as Brother, Lionel Faust. He was a tough son of a bitch, but with the Omnikame on our side, we defeated him without any casualties. Unfortunately, with his defeat, we found ourselves pressed for time and attempting to escape the shrine before we were noticed. We retreated back to the Hidden Cove to regather our strength and thoughts. It is only a matter of time until Rassler and his followers discover our presence. We must press on and fight with everything we have if we wish to be victorious. May the Omnikami guide us. Episode 35, Reclaiming Miyazu.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. This is your Dungeon Master, Haphazard DM. And last time on TNC, the players had infiltrated the shrine in Miyazu to try and obtain additional evidence of what Rassler might be doing with the townsfolk. Upon inspecting the shrine, they came across this ancient relic, which happened to be a bone of the forgotten god Azadol from the land of Tirister. We had two characters that physically touched that bone, or that relic, which was Yome and Roroi. Unfortunately, in doing so, they both had a vision of Azatul, and after that vision had left their minds, they felt themselves weakened by that experience. And Yome, I believe it was, correct me if I'm wrong, the two of you, but I believe it was Yome that had two levels of exhaustion, and Roroi with one level of exhaustion. Thankfully, they rolled high on their saves, because they could have had higher levels of exhaustion. And for those that understand and know about the rules of exhaustion in D&D 5th edition, once you hit a certain level, you just die. You just dead. You gone. You erased. You Mori tied. That's it. Over.
Damn.
But after finding that relic, Hota decided to sneak upstairs a little further to see what was going on because they heard commotion about in the main level of the shrine. And Hota came across a sight that he did not want to step further into. Hota had witnessed Rassler yelling and doing his spiel with several acolytes and clerics surrounding him as he drained the youth and soul out of one of the followers of him, not from Miyazu. It was actually an outsider of Miyazu, but he drained that person's soul, and in turn doing so, allowed him to become slightly younger than he was. Hota had informed the party, and they all decided to retreat for the time being. Unfortunately, they ran into Brother Faust and had to do battle with him. The team was able to defeat Brother Faust, and they ended up heading back to the cavern in which they swam through to get into Miyazu, and that's where we left off. So we're going to pick up right then and there in the cavern. I know I don't have the cavern map up right now on the screen, so just imagine you guys are on that map. I don't have the map on this sheet right now, so we won't worry about the map. But none of you guys have been able to rest yet, and Todaki is still with you. And remember, you still have the tied-up acolyte from before that you all interrogated in the cavern. He's still in there with you. But as the team enters the cavern, you all are able to get a moment's respite and a moment's rest from the prying eyes of those in Miyazu. You, to your understanding, Brother Faust is going to be found fairly soon. And once he's found, all hell is going to break loose in Miyazu. So, what are you guys doing once you have returned to this cavern?
Well, Roy's still a little messed up from that vision, so he's kind of quiet right now.
I mean, they kind of technically die.
Yeah? Yeah?
That shit sucks, man. It has to suck.
Technically did. And you felt everything, too.
Yo, and the guy cut a promo on you while you're dying, too.
Yep.
What are we going to do about the guy with y'all, locked up down here?
Not our problem.
Well, fair enough, but, we don't leave him here.
Should have called off.
Damn.
Soraki's looking at the four of you.
I don't know about you, but I figured we keep him here or we kill him.
I mean, I'm not opposed to either. But I think if you kill him, I'll turn my back. Seen enough bloodshed.
Okay, either way.
Well, if what you told us that was happening above in the shrine, Hota, I would assume that he is also pervy to this knowledge of his savior, his whatever he called it, East Side Pope, draining the souls and lives out of innocent folk. If he agrees with something so sinister as that, I don't think he should live.
It's up to you. I don't care either way. I was just asking a question.
He is making some good points.
If we keep him here, he's just one additional person we have to worry about. Am I wrong?
Nope.
Not at all. I mean, he is kind of letting a heinous crime go about, but if he did say something, I'm pretty sure he'd get drained as well.
This is true, but if he happens to escape, he could attempt to slit any of our throats. I don't know about you four, but I think this is the safest place for us now at this time. They're going to find that dead cleric or that paladin's body in the storeroom soon. If they don't find it soon, they're definitely going to find the clerics and acolytes we knocked out and killed when we were inspecting the town. All hell is going to break loose sooner or later. We don't want to be caught by the townsfolk or the Rassler's men. I think we hide out here for a moment, figure out what we want to do. He looks at Yome and he points at Yome. You were writing in that scroll to this shrine maiden, Mizuno Omari. Has she said anything to you?
She can't talk back, right?
She can't.
Yome is sitting down because she's super tired, and she was writing in the scroll at this point. She just looks up and lets Toraki know that it's a one-way communication. She can't respond to us.
That's unfortunate. But at least she can see what you're writing in that scroll, I guess. Did she say she would send any help or anything after you found out what was going on here?
We were supposed to be investigating. So we don't really know if help is coming.
Well, we did kind of take the investigation a little far, didn't we?
I don't know if we were supposed to do all of this.
No, I don't think we were. But here we are.
Something.
Meanwhile, Cat and Co, all of them are like nodding in approval, like, yeah, that's what we do in season one, baby.
Yep.
Yep.
God, it would have done more.
No, I know. I know. Yeah.
This church would be on fire. Collection plate cleaned out.
Yep. Every pocket clean.
Damn. Yep.
And the communion wine, bitch.
Yep.
Come up oh, over. Shit.
Everything.
Everything.
Facts.
Right. Church got security now.
You're shaking down Rassel by now.
I think Eddie R would look the other way, too.
Yep. We ain't got no choice. We're already doing it.
Oh, Eddie R would be disgusted.
He would be with Rassler. Oh, he would be. Taraki's just looking around. He folds his arms.
Well, what do you all think we should do then? You two look exhausted. He's looking at Roroi and Yome. Perhaps we should take a little rest here and allow you all to recuperate, get some of your strength back. If they find us, we can't have the two of you as exhausted as you are now. That would be a hindrance to the others if we had to fight.
Yeah, a rest would be great right now, to be honest. Hopefully I can sleep.
Well, if you can't sleep, I can always help you with that.
What does that mean?
No. Just say no.
It means I can knock him out like I did the guy over there. He points over his shoulder at the knocked out acolyte who's all tied up.
What would you knock me out for? I'm not your enemy.
Just give him a massage like your sister.
No.
That's joking. Okay. I'm sorry.
Knocking you out means you're going to be sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of mean, isn't it?
No, I can knock you out without killing you. It'd be all right.
Jesus.
You're not my enemy, so there's nothing to worry about. you know, you might wake up with a bruise on your face, but you'll feel much better because you actually have slept.
Just saying, no.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that.
Very well. I was only offering as a substitute. You never know.
And here, gentlemen, I'm going to take my dagger and head all over to that guy tied up there. I'll put him down for you.
Oh, you'll do it for me. Perfect. Go ahead, be my guest.
Well, sure, sure. He draws his dagger and swaggers over to him like he's Janos Black.
Everyone's all right with this, then, I'm assuming. No one's against it.
Mm-mm. Yome's already asleep.
Out.
She's out. She's exhausted.
Roy's just off and staring off into space.
Taraki shrugs. All right, then, Hota. It's all on you if you want to do it.
He stabs him behind the ear.
Damn!
Jesus
Christ.
Wow. There it is. Wipes the blood off on the dude's robes and sheathes it again.
Well, we won't have to worry about him now, will we?
No.
I don't like him at all anyways. You saw what he allowed his boss to do. He wasn't a good man after all. Plus, they came and desecrated the land of Shimara with their nonsense and this god of theirs. How dare they disrespect the Omnikami?
A fair point. He won't be missed. He's going to plop down somewhere.
So, with the other two, well, Yomi already passed the fuck out. So what do you guys want to do? Do you guys want to do a short rest? You could do a short rest to get some of your hit points back and to get some of your spells back. Or you could potentially try and do a long rest. Now, a short rest is an hour. A long rest is 8 hours. And remember, to get rid of the exhaustion, you have to have a long rest to cleanse yourself from one level of exhaustion. Now, a long rest is 8 hours. So if you do a long rest, you will be in this cavern for 8 hours. That's a pretty long time. They're probably going to find the bodies within that time frame, just so you know. But it is up to you guys. If you do a long rest, you get your HP back and all your spells. What do you guys want to do?
I don't like the way you said that.
Right. I think we should.
Well, I mean, you could do either or. I'm just saying, like, you're still technically in enemy territory. Just.
I don't want a long rest no more.
I mean, you can. I'm just saying.
It's some cryptic shit.
can I get anything for half rest, though? Like,
so I believe you guys had taken a half rest after you fought the toad, if I remember correctly. So if you used some of your health, your H, or your hit point die to heal back then, you're not going to be able to use all your hit point die. You should only have so many left. So that's determine how you guys want to do it. Now, I mean, I'm not saying you're gonna get attacked or anything.
No, see, I'll leave it up to those that are exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stella will take like a half rest and I will keep watch.
Okay. So Stella, you want to take a half rest and keep watch?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Roy, what are you doing? You gonna take a long rest?
Yeah, Roy sleep now.
Long rest it is.
You need a long rest anyway. You got like 1 HP.
Hey, look.
Yo, on my screen, I see 12 out of 41.
Yeah, I got 12, but whew.
So, I mean, you can take a long rest if you want. It's up to you. If you want to do like, if you want to do like someone takes half a short rest and watches the rest, or, you know, sleep half a long rest and watch over the rest of the second half, that's up to you. Don't matter.
I'll take a short rest and watch.
Okay, so if you're going to take a short rest, you only going to get so many hit die back. How much of your hit die do you want to roll to heal?
I'll roll 3.
Okay, so go ahead and roll 3 of your hit die. All right, so there you go. You've rolled. That's
nice.
Yep, 13 plus 7, 20 hit points back to you. And Stella, what were you doing?
I'll do 2 for now, because I'm pretty close.
Okay. All right, 11 hit points. Nice. Oh, add your constitution to that as well. So what was your constitution score?
Two.
So you get an additional 4 to that.
Nice. Oh, we roll a constitution with it?
Well, yours already added your con.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so. All right, so sounds like Hota and Stella would be taking the short rest. So as the two of you take the short rest, the other two are going to be taking that long rest to get rid of some of that exhaustion. Roroy, if you had 1 level, you are no longer exhausted. Yome, if you had 2, you're down to 1 level of exhaustion. And do you guys remember what level 1 of exhaustion did? If you have 1 level of exhaustion, basically what happens is, I think it's for Yome. 1 second, pull it up. Exhaustion. There it is. You have disadvantage on ability checks if you have 1 level of exhaustion. So, Roy, I will take the icon off of you because you're no longer exhausted. You only had 1 level. You get all your spells back as well as Yome. Yome gets all her spells back as well. And I will say you get half spells back, Stella.
Yeah, so, I get all my bardic inspiration die, though.
There you go. Thank goodness. Perfect. So as you all rest, 2 of you, Hota and Stella, you basically keep guard, keep watch, along with Todaki. He takes a short rest as well. He doesn't need a full rest. And as the three of you allow the other two in the party to rest up, try and get rid of that exhaustion, I want Stella and Hota to make me perception checks. As soon as that 8-hour mark begins to encroach upon
you. Damn, you falling asleep?
Hota falling asleep.
He nodded off, but he's awake.
Stella, you hear this. Hota does not. Stella, as the other three are resting, and Hota's slowly nodding off a bit, you begin to hear some commotion in the background outside of this cavern. Now, remember, the entrance into this cavern is hidden by several, foliage and bushes and whatnot, so you can potentially try and peek outside of the entrance to see what's going on. You just hear loud commotion as if people are yelling and shouting. You don't know what they're saying. You just know something's going on. But you're still inside this cavern. Do you want to attempt to step out a little bit to see what's going on?
Yeah, I'd roll a stealth.
All right. Well. 18 on your stealth. So you sneak up towards the entrance of this cavern. You stay hidden within the bushes and foliage of whatnot that's keeping this entrance hidden. So you are unseen. And remember, this cavern is along the coast of Moritai's Maelstrom. Remember, there's that enormous lake in the middle of Ashai that Miyazu was right up against. And so being on the coast, obviously there's a beachy area that you've been walking back and forth on. But along that beachy area that leads up into Miyazu, you can hear most of the commotion coming from within the town. And what you're seeing is you're seeing several of the townsfolk running around with pitchforks, shovels, torches in their hands. It's becoming night at this point in time. You've rested for quite some time. So they have torches and whatnot in their hands as they're running about. And you also notice several of the acolytes running with the townsfolk. And it seems like they're all screaming about something of an invasion, being invaded. And you can see there are a couple of the acolytes running towards the shrine. And it looks like they're posting up in the shrine while the others go about in the town. What do you do?
I go back and I tell everyone.
All right.
Well, not everyone. They're still asleep, right? Just holds us up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we have an issue.
Huh? What? I wouldn't sleep.
You're pathetic.
What issue?
I think word might have spread. We gotta get out of here.
Why? What's going on?
Is what I would call an angry mob of sorts outside with pitchforks. They're screaming about an invasion.
Oh God, why didn't you say there was an issue?
Fuck you.
All right, everyone, get on up.
He kind of nudges Roy up.
Roy gets startled. What?
Is it now, sleepy hot? We have a little issue.
You're in a safe place, dude. Well, not really. We gotta go.
Night, get up.
She shakes Yomi.
Right, she's still super tired. She's double exhausted, all right?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, you have one level of exhaustion.
Okay, now. Well, I'm still exhausted.
Yes.
So I'll roll a strength. I'll shake the dog shit out of
me. Like, bitch slaps me.
I mean, you can.
All right. We'll see.
So, have you ever wanted to start your own podcast and just had no clue on where to begin? Fear not, for we at Taverns and Caverns are here to help you. Before we began the Taverns and Caverns podcast, we originally had a few members who wanted to learn the game of Dungeons and Dragons. With three of the four players being new to the game, we decided to make a podcast of it just for fun and to possibly encourage others to try the game for themselves. Starting a podcast can seem daunting, but we're here to tell you that it can be simple with an all-in-one tool. It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are now over, my friend. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code TAVERNSCAVERNS, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. And with that, let us continue our campaign.
Nope.
Well, she doesn't get up. I'll just carry her.
Got a 9. I'm awake. I'm just tired.
Yeah, whatever. We gotta go.
Taraki, he's...
Where are we gonna go?
Well, I think I've got an idea.
Oh.
Well, I was gonna cast maybe a cantrip. It'll be an illusion cantrip if we need to make a distraction.
Taraki looks at you.
I can do an image or sound. Something that I've seen before or heard. So maybe if I do Rassler or his voice in a certain area to draw people there.
You said something about an invasion. What do you mean, invasion?
I don't know. I'm assuming that's us. But they were running in a certain direction, so maybe not.
Was that
direction? It could be Yaksha, too.
Was that direction towards our little hideout, or elsewhere?
I mean, they're kind of running past it, but I've got an idea that they're not going to give up when they can't find us. They're going to comb every area of this place.
Interesting.
Maybe there's a third party here that we don't know about.
This could be a possibility. Let me take a peek out there.
He's gonna
By yourself?
No, I'm not going to leave the cavern. I'm just going to look outside.
Oh, okay.
Take a peek myself.
He's going to step towards the entrance as well. And I'll roll a stealth for him. He's got 24.
Damn.
Taraki, he slowly steps out of the cavern. He's sticking into that, you know, towards the entrance, and he's peeking around. And as he looks around, he's seeing the same thing that Stella had saw. Several of those townsfolk that look angry are rushing away from the shrine and away from the coast. So it looks like they're going deeper into the town or towards the entrance of the town, which is the opposite direction of your current location. But he, as he's looking around, he spots something that was not there when Stella was looking minutes ago. Taraki sees this medium-sized vessel, what looks to be a shipping vessel or a fishing vessel of some kind on the lake that's slowly making its way towards the coast near the entrance, or I should say near the entrance of the shrine. It's a ways away from your current location, but it's along the beach. And as he looks at the ship, he will make a perception check and see if he can see another 24. As he looks at the ship, he notices there are a couple of acolytes and clerics of Rasslerism that are manning this ship. And there's a couple of townsfolk on the ship as well. So he returns to the four of you, and he basically lets you know what he spots.
Stella, I don't know if you saw a ship out there, but it looks like Rassler's men have taken hold of a ship. It seems it's docking near the shrine. Potentially a emergency escape, possibly. But all the rest of those townsfolk that you were talking about seem to have gone towards the entrance of the town, not our way. Seems like they are being invaded by a third party.
We gotta stop them from getting away.
This is right. And he has my sister with him still. I didn't see her out there. My assumption, she's still at the shrine. If that ship is a getaway for him, we have to stop him soon. Perhaps this is the best shot to do it while they're all busy with this invasion. I'd hate to think if it's Yaksha or something worse than that, but we can't let him escape now, can we?
No. Let's boogie this thing if you guys aren't too exhausted.
As you say that, Yome, you have the scroll, right? The scroll that Mizuno Amari had given you, it begins to shake in your bag. Do you do anything?
I pull it out. I guess I haven't learned my lesson touching stuff.
It's not the relic. It's not the bone.
In his bag. That's not in my bag.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're not touching that. Don't touch that again.
No.
but as you pull the scroll out, it's in your hand and it begins to, I don't want to say violently, but it begins to shake as if it's trying to release itself from your grip. Do you release it or do you hold on to it?
Release it.
As you release the scroll, it jumps out of your hand and it hits the ground of the cavern and it begins to unravel itself. It still has everything you've written on it, but what you all begin to witness is as the scroll is fully unraveled, it begins to glow a slight tint of blue. And as it does, you see these two little bluish green aura like paws slowly grow out of the scroll. And within a few seconds after the paws come out, you see this spiritual animal step out of the scroll. It looks like a red panda. And it looks up at the four of you. And it sits down as it's staring at you. And it begins to speak. But as it begins to speak to you all, it's not telepathy or anything. It's physically speaking. It's Mizuno Omari's voice. And what you do hear it say, you hear Mizuno Amari basically reach out to the four of you.
Purifiers, are you there? This is Mizuno Amari speaking. Answer me.
Aye, we're here.
Where are your current whereabouts? Are you in Miyazu? Are you unharmed?
Pretty much.
For the most part.
Good. Are you well hidden, I assume?
For the most part.
Excellent. I have had time to review what you have sent my way. And after reading everything, I have made it an urgency to send other groups of purifiers to the town. They should be arriving shortly. I wasn't able to send a full force. It was all I could muster. Unfortunately, I am not able to be there myself. So I have sent these groups of purifiers who are being led by one of my personal guard. Tsurumi Haruna is there. Meet with her to discuss the plans of how you can capture Rassler.
So that's you up there that's out there invading, right?
So it sounds like the purifiers are there then. Yes, that would be us, your allies, other purifiers invading the town. I have ordered them with a few of the shrine maidens from Kaori Shrine to attempt to help you in capturing this Rassler. The shrine maidens will do what they can to free the townspeople of this effect that Rassler has done to them through the water and the magic or the food that you had mentioned. This is very alarming. He is to be brought in alive at all costs. We want to question him. Do you understand me?
Aye.
If you are still within a well-capable spot in town, perhaps you can help Pincer attack Rassler. I don't know where you are in the town, but the other purifiers are on the outskirts, most likely at the entrance. Do you see what's happening around you? Do you hear the commotion?
Hope it looks at Stella.
Can I hear it? Yeah.
But
well, as I mentioned, capturing Rassler is imperative. Do not allow him to escape and make sure he does not die. I have given the orders to the other purifiers to bring him in alive. You understand me?
Oh, sure. We'll just keep him away from Taraki here.
Is that the friend you came across, the other Yeki?
Oh, yeah, my friend, best friend, close buddy.
That's right. It's like we are attached at the hip.
You know it.
Very well. I won't kill Rassler, but I will beat him close enough to death if it's a must.
And as he says that, Mizuno Amari here, she just... Very well. If you have to beat him close enough to death, that's fine by me. Just make sure he doesn't die. What he's done, he has desecrated the land of Shimada. He has disrespected the Omnikami, and we shall not have it. He has harmed the people of Miyazu, and for that he is to be brought in. The proper authorities will judge him when the time comes. But if you can pincer him, perhaps this is the time to do it. I'm assuming most of his men are preoccupied with the other purifiers. Perhaps you can sneak behind them and attack him from behind if possible. Now, as I've mentioned, I was not able to muster a full force. There's only about 5 to 6 groups of other purifiers out there. I don't know how many townsfolk are picking up arms to fight against them, but I do not want to harm the townsfolk. I'm going to assume that the townsfolk, along with the acolytes of Rasslerism, still outnumber the purifiers from outside. So I would make sure that you hurry quickly and capture Rassler before things get too ugly.
You got it.
Aye, aye.
Well, we're right on that.
As I've mentioned, if you come across her, she is my personal loyal servant. Her name, again, is Tsurumi Haruna. Speak with her after you capture Rassler, or if you run across her, you'll know. She is also a Yeki of Raichō. So basically, she is a Yeki with bird, crane-like attributes. So if you do come across her, that's one of Mizuno Amari's shinobi, or Kunoichi, whatever you want to call them. So, no Omug, unfortunately. But Mizuno Amari, she just very well... I don't have much time to speak. My spell is going to run out soon. So if you have any questions, now is the time to ask me.
We'll go get that old bastard, and he'll pay for what he's done to the town of Miyazu. The people deserve better.
All right. All right. If there aren't any other questions, then I will allow you to go. Be safe, purifiers. And with that, the little red panda spirit slowly vanishes. And the 5 of you are now left alone.
Well, it sounds like we have our next plan.
All right, let's go before they get away.
What do you all want to do? Storm the shrine again, go back the way we came, try and sneak them from down under while the rest of them are occupied. I'm sure most of his men are out in the town defending.
What if we can set a trap on his escape plan with that boat?
So you want to wait outside then, near that boat?
Ah, we could.
We can beat him to it.
Well, what are your options, or what do you want to do? I'm down with either plan.
If we can hide out on the boat, he'll be trapped at sea with us.
Oh yeah, jump up like a jack-in-the-box like DMX.
There's no running.
Roroi, Yome, are you all right with that plan? Do you want to storm the shrine, or do you prefer to try and catch him off guard at the ship?
My question is, which one of them that I do not have to sneak in?
Sounds like we're not sneaking. It sounds like we're storming the place either way.
How fast are we storming?
As quickly as possible, I assume.
I'm just still very tired. I'm okay with it. We can do it.
All right, so it sounds like we're going to the boat. All right. I did see several of Rassler's men manning that vessel, so it's not going to be easy to take, at least not as easy as we probably anticipated. Prepare to fight no matter what.
You got it.
So, all right, so it sounds like you guys are going towards the boat then, right? So, if that's the case, I am going to reveal the map for the boat. It's going to be next to the right of the shrine map, church map. Give me one hot second as I reveal it, and let me know when you see it.
Something tells me you planned for both routes.
Yes, I did.
Oh, God.
Yes, I did. You see the beach shippy map?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Place your characters to the south, the bottom of that map, because that's where you're coming from. And once you guys are all there, I will explain what's happening. Dude, Scout is snoring like a motherfucker.
I like this map.
Thank you. All right. And let me put Taraki over there because he is coming with you.
I hope this does not count as a beach episode.
It does not. All right.
Our last beach episode. You got Rory fucked up on drowned. That boat. Yep. Yeah.
I was gonna say, are we talking about the other lake where Roy got knocked down like 5 times?
And Omok reminded him like 8 times about it.
You guys are finding the fish yaksha. The lake has eyes. That was the episode. You remember that, Roy?
Hey, Roy remembers.
I'm not going to let you forget.
Oh, no.
So, as you all begin to rush out towards the beach where that ship was, it's further out. It's farther than the entrance into the shrine, the secret entrance you guys took. You have to go further down the beach. But as you guys are almost there, make me all perception check.
You got it.
Yep. Perception.
Ugh.
We're still tired.
I'm going to use my Whispers of the Dead on perception.
All right.
Yeah, Roy's still messed up mentally in that one. Jeez.
All right. So we have Yome with a 9, Roy with a 2, Hota with a 22, and Stella with a critical total of 25. As the four of you, along with Taraki, are rushing towards that boat, obviously, you're trying to move as fast as you can on sand. That's difficult to do, so you're not moving as fast. I would say the sand's not difficult terrain, but it is harder to run as fast as you can on a sandy beach.
While we take a break from our story, I wanted to let you know something. Eating healthy used to be a struggle for me, but that was before I discovered the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Now, when fast food temptation strikes, I just blend up a delicious and nutritious protein shake or smoothie. BlendJet 2 is portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work, a protein shake at the gym, or even a margarita on the beach. It's small enough to fit in a cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice and frozen fruit with ease. BlendJet 2 is whisper quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking the whole house. Lasts for 15 plus blends and recharges quickly via USB-C. Best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap and you're good to go. With over 30 colors and patterns to choose from, there's a BlendJet 2 to complement just about any style. I decided to go with walnut. I believe it suits me. What are you waiting for? Go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today. And be sure to use the promo code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality and power and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anytime, anywhere with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Go to BlendJet.com and use the promo code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. Shop today and get the best deal ever. Now with our short rest done, we'll get back to our story.
Stella and Hota, you see that ship ahead. It looks like a fishing vessel. It's about medium-sized ship. You definitely see there is a small dock with two acolytes or clerics, you're not sure, that are at the entrance of the dock, and they look like they're keeping guard, and there are a couple others on the boat manning it. It looks like they're preparing it with some supplies, making sure it's ready to ship away. The sail is, you know, it's prepared to sail away if need be. You can tell they're not docking the ship for a period of time. They're ready to book it. And as you see that, the two of you also spot in the distance some people coming towards the boat from the mainland shrine area. And you see Torami, which is Toraki's sister, walking alongside of, guess who? Rassler.
Rassler.
And as the two of them are walking towards the boat, they are also escorted by an individual that you remember seeing. He was a cleric. He had slick back red hair. His eyes are closed. You remember who that is? Brother Ronnie. And as they are walking towards the boat, you see one of the acolytes at the dock steps forward, and they begin to talk. You guys are, I want to say you guys are about, it's nighttime, so they don't spot you right away. I want to say you guys are probably about 50 feet away at this point. But you can see that group steps up as one of the acolytes goes to greet them. You can see Rassler seems to be speaking with them momentarily. And he looks extremely annoyed and upset. Remember, you stole the relic. The town he has brainwashed is now being invaded. And he obviously does not have Brother Faust anywhere near him. Your assumption is he found out Faust has been killed. And he does not look happy whatsoever. What are you doing at this point? Do we want to roll initiative? Are you guys attacking? What's happening?
Anybody have a fireball spell or some oil so I can, you know, light one of my arrows on fire and torch the boat?
Well, the way you're thinking.
I can shoot fire.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
Fuck you.
All right. So let's go to roll initiative. It sounds like you guys are attacking the boat.
I'm rolling the
roll initiative, bitches.
I rolled high, too. Fuck this guy.
All right. Let me roll initiative as well.
Damn.
We're ready for action.
God damn.
We got the same bonus, too.
Roy's not ready. He's scared.
No, he's not.
He's scared. So I'll roll initiative for Taraki. And we're going to say the Torami rolled. The enemies will go on her turn. We'll just keep them all on her turn. And so we have Stella and Hota with a 23, both of you. I'll let you both. Who has the higher dex?
Oh, we have the same.
Oh, so you guys get to choose who goes first, then.
I don't know why mine... I thought I clicked on my character.
You got a 4. I'll add you.
Oh, you can go first, Stella.
All right.
Look through my thieves' tools.
All right. So this is the turn order. We have Stella, Hota, Yome, enemies, Toraki, and then Roroi. So because they don't know you're there just yet, technically y'all
get the jump. So what are you doing then? This is the first turn. It's technically a hidden or a preemptive hidden sneak attack, whatever you do.
Preemptive strike.
Yep. So what's the team doing?
So let me see. So the guy north on the boat, he's kind of the one that would be driving it.
The one that's currently steering it would be the one on the south of the boat.
Oh, okay. Okay, I want to move. And I want to cast suggestion on him.
Okay.
All right.
See, suggestion.
So you have to make a wisdom saving throw. You have to beat a 16.
Okay. Let's go ahead and make that saving throw. I rolled a 13 total.
Nice.
So okay. What do you suggest?
That no matter what, even if he has to lay down his life, he will not let that boat take off. He will fight them if he has to.
Okay. So as you cast suggestion, the acolyte that's at the steering wheel of this boat, he begins to blink a little bit confused. And you can see that you've definitely got him with your suggestion. He looks around and he just takes his hands off the steering and he's just looking around, and you're assuming that that's what he's doing.
Okay.
So I'll put a little effect on him, a little mind effect, so we know that he's affected by our suggestion.
Cool. And I'm going to use my bonus action.
Okay.
Who's after me? Give Hota a bardic inspiration die, so it's a d8. And you can use it for saving rolls or attacks.
All right. So Hota, remember you have that bardic die.
Yep.
Inspiration die. So Stella, that's your turn. The first round. Hota, what are you doing?
Well, I want to light an arrow on fire and aim for the mast.
Okay.
To see if I can light the sail on fire.
All right, go ahead and make me an attack roll.
I'll just use my matches that I use for my smoking.
All right, a 13. So from...
Wait a second, I'm going to use Fortune of the Many. So add a +3 to that.
Okay.
So just in case.
So you basically just light one of your bolts on fire then and shoot it at the mast.
Well, I'm tying some strips of cloth to it.
Okay. So as you aim for the mast, 16, that will hit the mast. I mean, the mast is fairly big enough for you to hit at your current location. And as you do so, the arrow strikes the mast. You can see it does get stuck into it. And that fire slowly begins to burn. And as it does so, they don't notice it just yet. But the mast... I'm going to make a roll here. Okay. So the mast does slowly begin to catch on fire. It's not immediate by any means, but that arrow stuck in it. They don't notice just yet, though. They will soon. I mean, it is night, so they just got to look up and see fire. But anything else?
I'm going to sneak forward, be right behind Stella.
Okay.
By a few feet.
All right. Yome, what are you doing?
I'm going to cast aid on everybody, which I'm going to cast it at third level. So everyone's going to get 10 hit points. Temporary hit points.
Nice.
So everyone add 10 hit points to yourselves. Is that everybody or only up to 3 people? I can't remember.
Sorry. It's 3 people. I just meant like everyone is in us.
Okay.
Sorry, Toriyaki.
Toriyaki. No. All right. So anything else?
I guess I'll move up a little bit.
Okay. All right. So it is technically their turn in the turn order, but because this is a surprise round, they don't go yet. It is now Toraki's turn. Toraki is going to step forward as well. He's going to get a little ahead of Stella and Yome. At this point, though, they're going to know you guys are there. So as the Stella, Taraki, and Yome are walking closer. You know, obviously this is a surprise round, so I'm going to let Roy do his thing before they notice you guys.
All right. As a bonus action, Roy's going to touch himself. Give him temporary HP for his defensive field.
Okay.
So I'm gonna get another 5 temporary HP.
Okay.
And since he saw Hota shoot the boat with fire, he's going to do the same.
Yes. This
firebolt.
At the mast or the boat itself?
The boat itself.
Okay, make me an attack roll. All right, so you shoot a firebolt for, that's going to be a 10. I'll say the boat is massive. I mean, it's a medium-sized vessel. It's big enough to fit plenty of people. It's fairly easy to hit with a 10. With a 12 fire damage, your bolt hits the side or the back end of the ship. And as it does so, you can see it begins to burn a bit into the wood, but it doesn't catch the ship on fire.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a 10 was too low to really catch the ship on fire.
Fair enough. He's just going to move up with the group.
Okay, make your movement. And as you move up, I'm going to say this is when they notice what's going on as you all begin to, I'm assuming, you know, moving as you're moving forward, you're prepared to fight. So you're not trying to, I guess you're trying to be sneaky, but not too sneaky, I guess. I don't know. Because you're ready to fucking fight. Acolyte to the left of the dock, he spots a couple of you walking towards them, and he then also sees the firebolt Roy shot hit the back end of the boat, and he quickly sees you all coming, and he points out at the 5 of you. Enemies ahead, Rasta, get on the boat, my lord. And as he yells that, all the acolytes and clerics begin to look your way, so let me go ahead and turn them. And as they look your way, they all begin to draw their weapons.
And that's where we'll end this episode of Taverns and Caverns. Thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella. And you can follow me on Twitter at Blaze_NancyBrideKing or NBK.
I am Robert Jones, and I played Hota Lu Bei. You can find me on YouTube, Truebone, TRUBONE.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rod, or Rodimus, playing Roroy Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901 or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Taverns of Caverns Season 2. Until next time, take care.